Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Frolics on the air around the world. Hey, hello everybody, and hope you had a good day. A funny day. Hope you had some good laughter in your day. Well, no matter what happens, I always have a good day. That's how I look at it. My engineer quit. I don't know where she is. This is the third time in a row she's done this to me, so as far as I'm concerned, she quit. All right, in a sight, the show goes on nevertheless, and we were going to dedicate a song to Milton. That song by Willie Nelson, Merle Haggard, A Horse Called Music. And beautiful, beautiful song about a horse, but we can just as soon as apply it to a dog. You know, Milton, the great, great angel guide dog that was killed at that school. Well, anyway, father called me up from Texas, see. Now, out there in Texas, some pretty rough wranglers out there, you know, they carry guns and all that. And the fellow said, pull me up, says, well, here it is. I'll play it for you. Hello? Is this here, that there, in the sight program, what I hear sometimes on the radio, on the bloggy? Yeah, this is Jack Tanana. I'm a cowboy out here in Justin, Texas, and I want to know what in the hell's wrong with this world. I read that in the paper. I seen that in the paper about that stupid woman who killed a guide dog, killed a blind person's dog. Well, let me tell you something. If I had my way, I'd come to New York with my gun, because I got a permit, and I'd hog-tie that bitch and put her in a van. See how she likes it. Close all the windows and stick her in some kind of a crate. I wouldn't kill her because I'm not a mean son of a you-know-what like she is. But I'd give her a taste of it as part of her penalty for leaving that dog in there. Yes, sir. Well, they say every dog has its day. So does every person. And let me tell you something. Sure, there's a God above. He's going to pay for it. And I don't mean sweeping the damn street either. Going to pay for it in a big way when she least suspects it. Hear what I say. No justice done for Milton over there in New York. Well, sir, I want to thank you for your call, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I hear how you sound, and, you know, millions of us agree with you. What in the hell is this world coming to? Yeah. Where the hell was the boss on that job? Don't they got bosses walking around checking up on them there dogs? To kick up on the people. More than the dog, but they should have known where that dog was, that he was in that van. I tell you, tolerate nothing like that in Texas. No, sir. And I say, and I say it again, someday that bitch is going to get hers. This is Jacksonator. Goodbye. And he hung up, and I was able to get a couple of words in and thank him for calling. But I think it's typical about how a lot of people feel what happened to Milton. All right, we got Jimmy Dinigan tonight. We didn't get him in last week. Dinnigan, back in school. Oh, I'll have to try to call Louie because there's no phone connection here. My engineer abandoned me. All right, to try to get Louie on later with some of his crazy stuff. And yours truly, now I want you, I want to, this is kind of weird, but yours truly was inspired by a song that Sweet Pepper Treat played a few weeks ago. And by the way, she's off tonight. We'll get her back next week. She played a song a couple of weeks ago that I thought was so weird, and by Shed Willie, the old country singer. I believe he passed away. Shed Willie. Right. And that song was, "I Don't Look Good Naked Anymore." Well, I got so riled up over that and inspired that I'm starting to write a song called "I Look Better Naked." Yes, sir. So I'm going to give you a little bit of that later. And we got that, and we got Louie. Let's see. I got Louie's number right here. I can try to call him on the three-way, but I got to go to the other line. All right. What else we got? Dinnigan back in school. And, the newest scam. I don't know if you heard or if you got the phone call. The newest scam is calling people up and telling them that this is the auto service center and asking them if they're still driving the same car. I think it's so funny. I hung up on somebody today on that one. The latest scam. Well, we got the disabled friendly philosopher now. No music, so we apologize for that. But in any event, you want the same old friendly philosopher, but a word to the wise. Which politician do you vote for who's been indicted? Yeah. The latest one is a guy named Jimenez. Bob something out there in Jersey. Got indicted for bribery. I don't know who he bribed or what he did or how much money he gave somebody, but he got caught, and they want him to quit. Now, you got some selection coming up a year and a month from now to vote for in the 24 presidential election. Yeah. Which fraud politician are you going to vote for? Take your choice. You got Donald, who's in trouble with the law, all kinds of counts against him and indictments and everything else. Oh, then you got the guy in Florida who's suing Donald Duck. He's not going to be too popular for that. And the word is out there down there in Florida is that Donald Duck wants Mickey and Minnie to come in and testify. The only thing is, Mickey and Minnie are considering getting divorced. Oh, I don't know if the two of them will come in at the same time. Maybe they'll have to bring them in at different times so they don't see each other, because there's going to be a settlement. What do you mean, what kind of a settlement with Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse? Plenty of money there, my friend. Believe me. You'd want to be married to Minnie or Mickey with all that money, all that contractual money there from Disney. Didn't you hear about it? Yeah, Minnie accuses Mickey of going out with another mouse. Yeah, that he met somewhere in Jersey, I don't know, some wall in Jersey. Mickey met another mouse in there, and Minnie's pissed at him. She wants a divorce. And she wants all the money, and then she wants him to have the kids. Imagine all those little Mickey Mouses running around. Well, New York City, you wouldn't even notice them. Got plenty of mice over there. So you got that thing going on with the governor down there, Sanchez. He wants to maybe be president. And you got the guy in Jersey, the big guy. Yeah. He wants to be president so he can get chocolate cakes for free all the time. And apple pies and more lemon meringue pies and eat those up. I can just see him now at one of those conferences. I'll have another piece of pie. Yeah, shut up. Well, folks, I tell you, who are you going to vote for? I'm going to vote for the one who's going to get rid of the nursing homes. Send them into accessible housing. That's the person I want. I don't vote for nobody else. Unless they do something to help the millions of people. Don't worry. Because the politicians are, if you know how you tell if a politician is good or bad, one phrase, oh, we'll look into it. That means they're not going to do nothing. If they say that, goodbye, you're finished. This is your disabled-friendly philosopher. And you got petitions running for president and whatnot and everything else who are either potential criminals or criminals. Take your choice. I'd rather pick a bum off the street. All right, the philosopher. On Inner Sight, without our engineer, I don't know where she is. I believe she quit. And, well, all I got to say is good riddance to bad rubbish. We used to say that a lot when we were kids, you know. All the little sayings that you had when you were a kid. You know, good riddance to bad rubbish. Get away from me, you smell. You know, all kinds of stupid stuff. Hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. Tom and Michelle. Bellport, New York. And get over there and get some good food, catering, lunch, dinner, whatever you need. Bellport. Shelby's Kitchen. Go on the website. Call them for the address. Let's see. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. We're brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. Gary, my buddy. Food, dog food, cat food. And medical when they're able to do it. Nobody Starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Nobody's talking on Long Island. Hey, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. You want to learn more about advocacy? Go to their self-advocacy workshop. October 13th. Go to the website, look it up. Or call them, 631-880-7929. 880-7929 on Silo. All right, Inner Sight. Put you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue. Big East. Akita Rescue. Joanne Dine. Hey, where the hell are you? What? Oh, come on, man. What the hell? Why you keep lying to me for? Get on the air if you're going to do it. Now. Yeah. Big East, Akita Rescue, Joanne Diamond, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita. We thank them for all their help. All right, let's see. Brought to you by Kennedy Realty. My buddy over there, Kennedy, has pledged a donation to Intersight. I want to thank Tony and his wife, Jennifer, for their donation. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy Realty. All right, check them out. By the way, by way of a disclaimer, you know, don't try any of this stuff at home and don't think that everything you hear on Intersight is real, because it's like anything else. You know, not everything you hear is real. You got to check it out. All right, Intersight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled, 631-224-3090 is the phone number. Intersight.info, you want to look us up. Hey, while you're over there, make a donation. Small or large. Put it on the PayPal. Intersight. Phone number, 631-224-3090. And let's see, Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you so much for being a friend to Intersight. And all our friends, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ali Campbell, Tina. And we promote the saying, go an extra mile for a child. Intersight reminds you. So please remember that. Yes, around the world, this is our crazy comedy show on Intersight tonight. No engineer. I believe the engineer quit, so we'll have to. Anybody out there like to be a volunteer engineer, we could certainly use your help to keep Intersight going. All right. If we think of any more sponsors, we'll just throw them in. Yeah. Well, school is back. You know, you got the school buses racing around. You got to, don't forget now, school bus has the right of way. Don't ever violate a school bus when I'm around. My dog won't like it. But Dinnigan went back to school when I was a kid. You know, this took place when I was a kid. Dinnigan's not in school anymore. I don't know where he is. He may be disconglomerated from this world for all I know. But anyway, when I was a kid and he went back to school, he didn't like it. You know, he came in all irritable and everything and yelling at the teacher and the other kids and all that. And Miss Ma said to him, Jimmy, why are you yelling like that? Sit down. And the school is open. And I'm yelling because I was hoping that the school would be closed. Why would the school be closed, Jimmy? the summer is over. No, it's not over till tomorrow, Miss Moore. It's still summer. I don't want to be in school. I want to go to the beach. You can't go to the beach. It's raining out there. Now sit down. The stupid school is open. They locked the school up for the summer, didn't they? No, they didn't. We had summer school. Summer school. Bad enough we got winter school. I got to have summer school. That's even worse. Timmy, speak proper English. There's no such word as worse. It's worse. That's why then it's worse. Yeah, so where are your books? Where's your arithmetic slate? Oh, I left it home. I thought the school was going to be locked up. The school is not locked up, and it's open in your hair. Now sit down. Boy, Timmy, you're really in a bad mood. Shut up, Janie. Boy, I hit you in the head with an eraser. Timmy, cut that out. Hey, Miss Ma, can we... Miss Ma, can we have an eraser fight? No! There'll be no fighting in this classroom. When the rain is good, the chalk gets all over you, and you go home, and then your mother yells at you. Look how dirty you are. That school is filthy. Yeah, Ma, the school's all dirty. I don't want to go there no more. What happened? Why are you all full of chalk? Oh, that's just because we had an eraser fight, and I lost, but you should have seen the other guy. How horrible. He had to go to the nurse. I hit him in the mouth with a... I hit him in the mouth with a desktop. Damn it, you didn't. Yeah, I did. It was all blood coming out. Woo! I could see the blood a little bit in the good eye because it's red, Ma. Jimmy, stop that. That's horrible. I hit him with the eraser, but then I punched him and I hit him with the desk, popping him out. See? A dirty, no good. Jimmy, cut that out.
Yeah, so Dinnigan, he was a riot. He hated school. You know, every chance he got, he would either annoy people or he would, one of his favorite things was to go by the window and look out the window and open it. And then he would make believe that he's climbing up, you know, we had these high windowsills and he'd get a chair and stand up on the chair. Miss Ma would yell at him like crazy.
Jimmy, get up in that chair, get away from that window. I don't want to look out the window. I can't see it. It's too high up. Jimmy, sit down.
So then she sent him down to Kramer. And she told Kramer,
Jack, make sure you lock all your windows. Jimmy's on a window kick again.
And Kramer got all nervous, you know, because he didn't know how to handle Jimmy. Well, Jimmy knew that, and he took advantage of him. All right, inner sight, frolics, and, yeah, no engineer. I believe she quit. I really do. Didn't even tell me. Just left me dry and high. 8:25, New York. On Inner Sight and the Funnies. And, yeah. No music behind us, so bear with us on it. But
one of the funniest skits on the Honeymooners was when Ralph tried to get $10 out of Alice, and he found a bag on the bus. He brought it home, and I got to pay my dues tonight, Alice, in the lodge. I need $10.
I'm not giving you a penny, Ralph.
What do you mean? Give me the money. You know, he's the greatest cheese like that, you know. So, the Norton comes in. Hey, Ralphie boy, are you ready to go bowling? Can't go bowling. I owe money to my dues. They won't let me in. Norton, you got $10? I don't have $10. No. I got just enough money to get on the subway there and go down downtown to go bowling. Hey, wait a minute. What's in the bag, Ralph? I don't know. I found it on the bus. Couldn't be anything in there. Somebody would have claimed it. Well, maybe you could sell the bag for $10. Well, you'd buy that bag. You have to be a maniac to buy that bag. Want to buy it? I don't want it. Well, maybe there's something in the bag for $10. Nothing in there. Somebody would have called in for it. Well, it can't hurt to take a look, Ralph. Yeah. Can't understand you, Ralph. What are you talking about? Sound like a guy who's got a bun, got back in his gun in his back. Money. Never saw so much money in my life. There must be $500 in here. If there's a dime. If there's more than that, Ralph. Alice, look. Money. We're rich.
Ralph, it's money. Where'd you get it?
On the bag on the bus. Full of money. Gee, I wonder, I hope it didn't belong to some poor person who needed it.
Grr.
What are you, a maniac or something? Poor person who needed it. There's enough money there, Ralph, to keep you in pizza for the rest of your life.
Ralph, if somebody left that money on the bag, it means they're missing it. And it's probably attached to some kind of trouble.
Trouble? The only trouble I'm going to have is spending this money.
Don't spend it, Ralph, until you find out more about it.
You kill me, Alice. You kill me. You say, when is my ship going to come in? Always complaining. Whatever it is, the Queen Mary. Wait a minute, Ralph. Wait a minute. We better find out, investigate where this money came from. You mean investigate? I'm not investigating nothing. I'm just going to spend it. Oh, Freddie. What do you want? Well, I'm selling tickets, Ralph, to the fund to help the bus drivers fund, you know, when people fall on hard times. I guess you're down for the usual buck, huh? Here, you dirty old. Hey, huh? Hey, Crandon, this bill, it's 100. Yeah? You need any more? Just let me know. Gee, thanks, Ralph. Here's your receipt. Keep it yourself. Well, thanks again. There you are. That's how phony I think it is.
You know that $100 bill you gave Tommy to take your suit to the cleaners?
Yeah.
It's counterfeit. Tommy's in jail.
Jail? Counterfeit? Dum-dee-dum-dum. cut that out. What are you going to do, Ralph? Fill the car with gas and head it toward Mexico. Police right now. That's him, boss. That's the bus driver. All right. Where's the money? Come on. Where is it? Tell me where it is, or I'm letting you have it. Yeah. Ralph was always getting in trouble. Stupid thing, you know. All right, in a sight. Let me see if I can throw Louie up here. Got to take a station break and call Louie, and we'll see if we can get him on the line. So we're gonna be off the air for a few minutes. Stand by, world. All right, we're back on the air live on a different line. We're going to try to get Louie. Stand by. All right, in his sight, and Louie's not answering, so...
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name...
We are discombobulated to Louie, whatever that means. All right, so can't get him on the line.
Yeah, this is Louie Rivera on the In His Sight, Yeah, and Frank Perino, my good friend Frank Perino on the telephony with In His Sight, and Louie, the suave, dancing around the street with the suave, with all the ladies with the kissy.
So we'll have to miss Louie tonight, and we'll hopefully get him back. We got to get a new engineer, because this is crazy. Anyway, In His Sight, did you hear the latest scam?
Hello, this is Abba Gadaka Tariga Tariga Naminga.
Who?
Abagadaka Ariga Daminga Daminga. Is this Mr. Parinas? Mr. Who?
My name is not Parinas. You got the wrong number. No. We look it up. We have the car that you drive.
Oh, what about my car?
Well, it seems that he's a lot of trouble, Pierinus, because the car you drive, he was in an accident.
A what?
Accident.
Oh, you mean an accident. That's right, that's what I said, accident. And now... you want to get the money from the accidente, right?
Well, yeah, that would help. I got a couple of medical bills, two black eyes, and my nose was knocked off. They had to sew it back on.
my leg fell my leg fell off, and my Purinus had trouble. Oh, trouble with the Purinus. No good. You sound like you really got hurt in the accidente. Yeah, I got hurt in the accident, yeah. Well, what can you do for me? Well, let's see. We have here the book for the injuries. Now, you tell me again, you injured what? Well, I injured my nose, fell off. They had to sew it back on. And my leg is all discombobulated. It just hangs off, you know. I can't walk. I have to use a big stick to walk with. And, another thing. I can't see good now. Oh, you're going to blindy. Blindy. That's it. Blindy. Oh, what can you do? Well, let's see. In the book. What's it say in the book? Leg injury. Worth at least $25,000. $25,000, huh? Nose injury. Face injury. More money. $75,000. There's $100,000 right there from accidente. Injury to eyes. Of a discombobulation of eyes of degradation. $100,000. So, we can get you $200,000 for injury in accidente. Oh, all right, that's wonderful. Yes. So, very important. First, you go to Walmart. Walmart. Yes. You get $500 gift card. You send it to Acapente y Carende de Menende. Oh. I give you now the post office box, Pyrenees. Are you ready? Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm ready, all right. P.O. Box 12235879642187. Wait a minute. Slow down. Oh, sorry, Purinus. My name is not Purinus either. Now, give me that P.O. box again. P.O. box 479-12817-1848-237948. All right, I got it. Now, what do you want me to send you? You have to send us preparation fee. Preparation fee. Yes. Paperwork. Administrative. Administrative fee you must give us. $500. And then we get you a check for $200,000 for all the injuries. Oh. Now, how long does it take to get this check? Oh, not too long, maybe 3-4 years. What? 3-4 years? I can't last that long. My leg alone is going to fall off. And I can't see good. And now I'm getting a pain in my neck. You are a pain in the neck. No, I got a pain in the neck. Ah! Listen, Acapellus Umdurandus, Patius, whatever your name is, get me that money now. First, you send $500 administrative. And that's when I hung up on him. Crazy. Yeah. The craziness of this world and all these scam calls that you get. All right, I'm going to go back on the inner sight line. And stand by, world. Inner sight frolics. Be back in a few minutes, in a minute.
All right, we're back live on the inner sight frolics line. Engineer quit. But, you know, that doesn't stop me. It makes me fight all the harder to keep this show on the air. All right. Let's see. Couldn't get Louie. We didn't. We did the Dinnigan. And, 844 New York. Frolics in a sight. And, we'll have to get some more Gabriel stuff. We haven't heard from him in a while. I don't know. Maybe he's on vacation someplace. You know. Well, maybe he moved on into some highway or under a bridge. Who knows? Anyway, inner sight, and I had a couple of jokes, but with all the confusion and everything, got them right now. Well, let me go down the week, how it's supposed to work. Monday night's Man of Glad, Inner Sight. You call in, talk about what you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night is open mic. You pick your own subject. Wednesday is our nursing home show. And, you know, we usually, the title of that is Turn the Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. And we usually have a subtitle under that. Thursday, different subject. And Friday's the funnies. That's the whole week. 8 to 9 every weeknight. Blog Talk Radio. Right here on Inner Sight. One of the funniest two people in the world ever. Lauren Hardy. You know. And we usually have some music, but the engineer quit. So the show must go on. Definitely, no matter what. All right. Say, Ollie, are you awake? Well, of course I'm awake. How could I be talking to you if I wasn't awake, if I was asleep? Well, listen, the same problem we've always had. I know that. And you know what tomorrow is, don't you? Tomorrow is the first of the month. Well, you know what that means, right? That means that I won't be here. Well, what do you mean you won't be here? What am I supposed to do when the monster comes around? You mean the landlord. Well, yeah, that's what he is. He's a monster, isn't he? Why don't you be nice to him? Well, how can you be nice to a big old grumpy thing like that? Well, you know what they say, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. Well, I don't want any flies. I wouldn't mind having a little vinegar in me salad, though. I'll show you how to be nice to him when he gets here tomorrow. Well, I'll have to make an exception to the rule. And what's the rule, Ollie? The rule is you have to pay the rent. Oh. Well, Ollie, why do you have to pay the rent all at once? Can't you pay it like a penny here, a penny there, and no, you can't do that.
only way you can get out of paying the rent is if you're going to move or you declare hardship. But why don't we declare hardship when the monster gets here? Never mind, I'll handle him. Open that door. I know you're in there. You better let me in, because if I have to break down my own door, I'm going to charge you more rent. There he is. There he is, Ollie. The monster of degradation, pounding on the door like a moron. Well, you're going to take care of him, aren't you? Don't worry. Like I said, you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. Well, here's a jar of honey. Open that door. Oh, good morning, Mr. Johnson. Morning. What's so good about it? You owe me 3 months rent. Now, let's have it. Where is it? He's got honey for you. What? What is he talking about? Don't mind him. He's a lunatic. Now, Mr. Johnson, as you know, we've been here for 25 years. That's right. And every month you're behind on the rent for the last 25 years. Now, where's my rent or get out? But you can't put us out in the cold like that. It's not cold. We're in Florida. How could it be cold? What kind of a moron are you, anyway? He's bona fide. He's got a degree in moronics. Yay! Will you shut up? Now, Mr. Johnson, just look at this jar of honey. What do I want with a jar of honey? Well, if you open it up and put it in your living room, you'll get more flies without vinegar. What is he talking about? I don't know. What are you going to do about the rent? Oh, well, without honey, there's no money. So we're going to get some money for the honey, honey for the money, money, honey. You two birds are out of your mind. I want my rent by 12 o'clock or else. Did you hear what he said, Ollie? Or else. I heard him. Well, what's the or else? The or else is we have to live under a bridge. A bridge? Well, I don't want to live under a bridge. I get very nervous when I hear the cars coming. Don't worry. We're not going to live under a bridge. We're going to pay the rent. How much money have you got? 49 cents. 49 cents? What do you do with all the money? I know what you do. You squander it. How can I squander all my money when I haven't got any? We better make some money. What are we going to do? See this jar of honey? We're going to make money with honey. Well, what are we going to do? How are we going to do that? Got an idea. Give me a quarter. A quarter? That's right. Now, I'll hide this quarter way down in the honey, see? And we'll go out on the street, and we'll, there, If you can find the quarter, we'll give you a dollar. What do you mean, find a quarter? Well, we're not going to tell them it's in the honey jar, but where's the missing quarter? Step right up, folks. Anyone who can find the missing quarter gets a dollar. Just pay 50 cents to enter the contest. What are you guys trying to pull here? Well, it's just a contest to help people who can't pay their rent. That's all it is. Now, have you got 50 cents? I wouldn't give you 10 cents for this stupid scheme that you're running here. What kind of a scheme is this? Well, it's not a scheme, sir. It's legitimately illegal. Illegal. Why did you have to say that? Now you scared away our customer. Oh, here comes a sweet old lady. Oh, miss.
Get away from me. I'll call the police. Help.
Now you've done it. Now you've got the police after us. All right, you two boys. What's going on here?
That one looked at me weird. He's scary.
What are you doing with that jar of honey? Honey? Oh, it's very good for you. It keeps away the bees. Keeps away the bees? What are you talking about? Now listen, you two boys. I don't want you vagrantizing on the street. Now pack up all this stuff and get out of here. Well, here's another fine me into. Well, I didn't get you into this mess. You got yourself into it. Because you wouldn't listen to me and you said honey gets more flies than vinegar. All right, in a sight. Hope you had a little weird fun. We struggled through it, and we did it. And, this week, the Jewish holiday. Happy New Year to all our Jewish friends out there. Appreciate you and all who help in a sight. Don't forget the advocacy workshop coming up at Silo October 13th. You can call 631-880-7929, October 13th. Show advocacy. Yours truly will be there. All right, in a sight around the world, thank you so much for listening. And we thank all our friends. Oh, a report on Mr. Kennedy's wife, Doreen, doing better in her fight with the cancer. So we're happy to tell you that on the air, around the world. All right. We'll be with you Monday. Matt or Glad. We'll be here, engineer or no engineer. We'll get on the air. We're not going to let anybody stop this show. Even disabled people. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number 631-224-3090. Or you can email us innersight@tm. Oh, I'm giving you the wrong email. Sorry about that. Inner Sight 1620-1620@gmail.com. That's 1620@gmail.com on the inside email. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend. Safe. Be with you Monday. Mad or glad. Inner sight. Frolics.
around the world. Woo!